If you're seeking for a title for this, the 119th rendition of the Hotbox, I'd suggest Big Bands You've Never Heard Of. It could be the right one. It arose, as many Hotboxes do, from a listener who expressed some pleasure at a recent show that featured big band music. So I began to root around in my big library of big bands and going to check some of them out. Bill Warfield, the Jazz Pacific Orchestra, Matt Katingub, Roger Newman, Rather Large Band, Bill O'Connell's Big Band, and so on. So, let's get started.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, you probably have heard of this one. The Lloyd Ryan Big Band, led by the drummer Lloyd Ryan, a UK band playing, they were playing Moondance, which is composed by Van Morrison, and the opening track of their 2011 album, Driving Force. The liner notes, I'm afraid, don't tell me who soloed, but it certainly featured some of Britain's best. I know that. A great start to the show, and so here's another to keep up the standard. Bill O'Connell's Big Band with Get Up and Go. Get Up and Go from Bill O'Connell's Big Band. They come from Chicago. That was recorded in 1994. So I guess that kind of predates the name of that band now. It's still around. It's called the Skyliners. And it's very popular in Chicago. It's funny, over here in Europe, we tend to think of jazz really from New York. But that actually is not true. When you go to Chicago, which of course is one of the original breeding grounds of jazz a century ago, it's still full of jazz today, and jazz clubs, very good jazz clubs indeed. However, now we go even further north in the United States to Nebraska. Nebraska Jazz Orchestra with their take on the legendary Charles Mingus piece, Better Get It In Your Soul. All 8 minutes of it. Thank you. Yeah, what a fabulous track. The Nebraska Jazz Orchestra under the direction of Ed Love from 1996. That was, of course, Charles Mingus's piece, Better Get It In Your Soul. This band is still in existence. I've just looked it up and it's going strong. It's based in Lincoln, Nebraska. It was founded some years before that recording, indeed, and I thought that was, I have to say, truly great. Rather less manic than the original performance by Mingus's big band itself, but nonetheless really enjoyable, and some strong solos too. The tenor, by the way, was the aforementioned musical director Ed Love. I'm surprised that actually more big bands don't try and play that number, as it gives lots of solo opportunities, including the drums. Anyway, let's move on to Roger Newman's rather large band. We'll do two pieces back to back. First comes Cherokee, which I'm sure you're familiar with, and then Meet the Flintstones. Yep, that's what I said. Meet the Flintstones.
Thank you.
Cherokee there, followed by Meet the Flintstones. That was Roger Newman's rather large band, recorded in 1983. That was 11 years after the band was formed. He was a tenor player himself. He came originally from North Dakota, but he's cut his teeth in Woody Herman's band. He joined that band, actually, the day after he graduated from Berklee School of Music. And after that, he worked with many of the greats, Bob Crosby, Benny Carter's band, Tex Beneke, and others. And he wrote arrangements for many other bands, including Count Basie's band and Ray Charles. And I also see that he wrote for the Beach Boys, but I've no idea what that might have been. The band we've just heard, anyway, was Los Angeles-based, and so is this one. This is the band which I think is sort of currently going, Matt Cattingub.
We'll be right back.
Cat and Gubbs Big Band from 1983 with his own composition, which is called Popularity. Again, we're talking, I think, pretty much California bass. Certainly that was recorded in California. And incidentally, Matt is still going strong and is a truly multi-talented musician, having conducted symphony orchestras all over the place and done arrangements for pop artists as well as jazz across the board. If you're wondering about his name, Cattingub, which I hope I'm pronouncing correctly, his family came from Samoa. The piece we just heard was his own composition, as I said. It was Popularity, but we'll take another one from this album. The opening track, in fact, which he also wrote, and he obviously has a sense of humour. It's called Blues and the Abscessed Tooth.
Thank you.
that, Cattingup's Blues and the Abscessed Tooth. Well, we seem to have been shooting around the United States in this show so far, so now we'll head back to the safety of New York City and a track from the Bill Warfield Big Band. This the album I'm going to feature is the 1990 album, which was simply called New York City Jazz. And this is one of Warfield's own compositions. It's called Street Corner Supermarket.
We'll be right back.
Bill Warfield's big band with Street Corner Supermarket. Okay by me if my local supermarket wants to play that, but I fear sadly that it won't. But also sadly, we are approaching the closing time of this jazz supermarket, the Hot Box, in which we're sampling big bands you haven't heard of. But top marks if you have heard of any of them. Here's another test, though. This one's called Charles Rutherford's Jazz Pacific Orchestra, and a very fine band it is too, and they are Groovin' Hard.
Thank you.
Groovin' Hard. Don Menzer wrote that one, and the band was the Jazz Pacific Orchestra. Another one from Southern California, and that was a recording made 30 years ago. Pretty fresh it sounded to my ears, especially that lovely long sax unison section, which always gets me. So I think we'll let them play us out with a Duke Ellington standard masterpiece, Caravan. Be sure to set your electronic alarm to remind you that there will be another Hotbox along. A Hotbox number 120 will be along in a couple of weeks. But for now, if you have been, thanks for listening. Thank you.
We'll be right back.